So, where was this place again?
Just beyond Felpersham. It's run by a friend of Graham Ryder's.
Oh, yeah. He's mentioned it once or twice. And what did Christine think of the rubber flooring?
Well, despite a few reservations, I think she's been won round. She wants me to investigate the full cost of the thing anyway.
Good. Onward and upwards. Actually, talking of horses, I was thinking of going for a ride this afternoon. You don't fancy joining me?
Yes, I do, actually. Not that I'm short of practice.
Now you're a partner at the stables, you mean?
That's right.
Anyway, I'm a little curious about why you insisted on coffee in the lounge. Normally, you'd just have come up to my office.
Yes. To overuse a horse analogy, I'm making myself get back in the saddle.
Sorry? You've lost me.
Making sure I don't hide myself away.
Why should you be hiding away?
Ah. You haven't heard about what happened on Friday at the Cricket Club EGM?
No. I've been frantically busy here.
Then it's as well I tell you. The situation as regards myself, Alistair and Richard is, well, very public knowledge.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. And I didn't realise until someone decided to let the cat out of the bag at the meeting in front of everybody.
You're kidding.
Oh, it was so humiliating. I mean, in the village hall of all places. It all went quiet, and I suddenly realised everybody knew. I couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Shula, for goodness sake, why didn't you tell me this had happened?
Oh, because I knew you were busy here.
Oh, not that busy. I mean, you should have phoned me over the weekend or something.
It's okay. I had someone with me for most of the weekend.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Alistair.
Alistair? Do you know, Linda told me you two had been seen together in the Bull on Sunday night. I said you must be mistaken. Good heavens. You've had quite a time, haven't you?
I have, yes. It was his idea for me to brave it out. Hence you and me being in the lounge now.
I see. So, you two are...
together again? Yes, I think we are. Oh, what am I talking about? I know we are. Been wonderful, Caroline. Supportive and forgiving. And I don't deserve him.
Oh, nonsense. Don't start thinking like that.
You'd heard none of the gossip?
No. I'd have said. I can only assume people were avoiding telling me. Either that or I've been so busy it just passed over my head. It really has been manic here.
Oh, poor old you. Don't worry. That dog owner's weekend will be all over by Monday.
Oh, yeah. And with a bit of luck, I won't have to witness much of it.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yes. By pure chance, I happen to have booked Saturday off this week. Trudy's in charge. So she can tell Linda that Hermes won't be welcome on the reception desk. I've tried once, and once is enough.
Ah, oh, Caroline. Linda said I'd find you here. Hello, Shula.
Hello, Auntie Peggy.
What can I do for you, Mrs. Woolley?
I just wanted to check that the ballroom would be free this afternoon.
Yes, I believe so. Why?
I wanted to take Sean to have a look at the lighting set up in there.
Oh, is this for the fashion show you're organising?
That's right.
Well, as far as I know, it's not being used for anything. But I'll check with Trudy for you. If there's a problem, I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks very much.
You've got it all underway then, Auntie Peggy?
Pretty much. Thank you, Shula. Anyway, I'd best be getting on. Goodbye, Caroline.
Bye, Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, dear.
Oh, she was a bit frosty with you, wasn't she?
Oh. She probably thinks I'm no better than I ought to be. Oh, hopefully she'll come round in the end. And Alistair's right. Whatever people think of me, I can't just hide away from them.
Ah, Jennifer!
Morning, Julia. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
I've been meaning to ring you and congratulate you.
Really? Congratulate me on what?
Well, on your dinner party last week. Oh. On a resounding success.
Oh, I'm glad you thought so.
And I'm sure Sir Sidney was most impressed. I wouldn't be surprised if you received some money for your appeal sooner rather than later.
Yes, well, a cheque did arrive this morning from Sir Sidney.
Oh,
the
a substantial one, I hope.
Well, quite substantial, yes, but...
Then what did I tell you? And how's your lovely granddaughter? I saw the Tucker boy pushing the little darling around yesterday.
Baby's fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And any danger of a name materialising yet?
Oh, yes, Kate says she has decided on a name, but she won't be revealing it until the naming ceremony on Thursday.
Naming ceremony?
Yes, it's to be held up on Lakey Hill.
Oh, that all sounds very pagan, my dear.
No, no, not really.
Well, still, at least you have a grandchild, and all I have is two stubborn children.
Look, I'd love to stay and talk, Julia, but I really do have to be getting on. I'm sorry. Bye.
Jennifer, good morning.
Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Jack.
Hello, Julia. How are you? Good poster, isn't it?
A poster?
Shop window.
Oh, Jack and the Beanstalk. A Larry LaFell production. Well, this will be presumably for Christmas.
Yeah, Larry's holding auditions in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. You seem to be in the know, Jack.
Well, Larry phoned me on Sunday night. He says it's going to be quite a production. The Felpish and Light Opera putting some money into it, you see.
You know, I rather enjoyed choreographing Cinderella for Larry that time.
Well, perhaps you should give him a call then.
Oh, no. No, I doubt whether I'll be in England for much longer.
Well, you're not leaving us so soon, are you?
That all depends on whether my son decides he wants me to stay.
Oh, I'm sure Nigel will.
Jack, you don't know the half of it.
Does this mean you won't be around to do Peggy's fashion show? I'd rather hoped you were going to take part.
With a fashion show? Mm. No, I really couldn't say.
Actually, come to think of it, that'll need some sort of choreographer, won't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose it will.
Whoa. We better give Shula a chance to catch up, haven't we, Maisie?
Come on! Anyone think you were out of practice?
No, I just haven't had the chance to ride this far for a while. That's the trouble with doing so much teaching. You know the saying, those who can do.
Those who can't teach.
Oh, I shall resolve to do this more.
Yes, you should. If I can find the time, so can you.
You're right. Oh, Lord, I've just remembered I need to organise a babysitter. I'll have to do that as soon as we get back.
Alistair taking you out, is he?
Just to the pictures, but I don't want to let him down.
I'd volunteer, but I'm working.
Don't worry, I'm sure Mum's available.
Look, Shula, I'm so glad things are working out for you at last. With Alistair, I mean. Especially after all that's happened.
Things do seem to be resolving themselves. In a funny way, awful though it was, Friday's little incident in the village hall seems to have been quite cathartic.
Well, how so?
Well, you know, it's brought everything out in the open. Everyone knows I know.
Yeah. And eventually people forget.
Yeah, I think they do. Even people like Auntie Peggy. Of course, there is one person who won't forget.
Usha.
Now there I really have messed up.
I can't see her forgiving you overnight, to be honest.
Blame her either.
All you can do is give it time.
Yes, which is what I intend to do. Oh, who'd have thought so much would have happened as a result of a meeting about the cricket team?
Well, more important, whether there's going to be one.
Oh, there's going to be one, Caroline. You can count on it.
You sound very sure.
We members of the Save Ambridge Cricket Club campaign are a very determined bunch, I can tell you.
I didn't know you'd joined.
I was recruited by Bert yesterday afternoon. It's a growing movement. Apparently Dad's going to try and press gang Tony and Tommy today.
I thought Bert was a bit preoccupied at the moment.
But what with?
Well, isn't it the Battle of the Giants tomorrow?
Oh, of course, the ploughing match. Oh, you know Bert. He's taking that in his stride.
I really don't see what I can do about it, Jennifer.
Well, I just wondered if you could speak to Jack. It's a very delicate matter.
I think you're better off doing it, dear. But I can't say when he's likely to be back. He's looking over the covers with George. Could you pass me that bulb?
What? Oh.
Thank you, dear.
Honestly, I couldn't believe it when that cheque arrived.
It was very generous of Sir Sidney.
Oh, yes, yes. Very nice of him to give the money to such a worthy cause. Trouble is, it's the wrong worthy cause. Last Thursday's dinner party was supposed to be for the Millennium Wood, not the new church bells.
Well, as I say, if you want Jack to have a word with Sir Sidney, then you're better off asking him yourself.
Well, I could have spoken to him earlier outside the village shop, of course. But I was absolutely desperate to get away from Julia Pargeter.
That I can sympathise with. How Nigel and Elizabeth put up with her, I'll never know.
Me neither. Look, if you could tell Jack to give me a ring or something, I would like to get this sorted out as soon as possible.
I will, dear. Now, I'll just do one more bulb, and then would you like to come in and have
Hello?
A cup of...
Hello!
No, Mum, I don't think I would.
Oh, no. talk of the devil.
Right, well, I must be going.
Oh, Jennifer, you're not going to leave me alone.
Oh, with Peggy, I am glad I caught you in. And hello again, Jennifer.
Hello, Julia. Actually, I was just off.
Oh, really? Was it something I said?
Oh, no, I just have to get Fran's dinner ready. Bye for now. Bye, Mum.
Bye, dear.
Goodbye, Jennifer.
You won't mind if I carry on with my planting, will you?
No, no, not at all. I won't be stopping. I have to be back for dinner, too.
So what can I do for you?
Well, actually, it's more a question of what I can do for you.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Now, this fashion show you're organising.
What about it?
Presumably, you'll be needing a choreographer.
You know, that's something I'd not really considered. Surely it's just a question of people walking up and down a catwalk.
Peggy, darling, it's far more complicated than that.
Is it?
Oh, Lord, yes. Anyway, what I've decided to do is volunteer my services.
What as? Oh, you mean you want to be the choreographer?
Well, I have been a professional dancer, and I think you'll agree I did a sterling job with the pantomime the other year.
Well, yes.
So, may I take it that the position is mine?
I suppose so.
Oh, that's marvellous. I'll get my thinking cap on straight away.
Hello.
Oh, Jack, you've just missed Jennifer. She wanted a word with you.
Have I? Oh, hello again, Julia.
Good afternoon, Jack. You'll be pleased to know that as a result of our conversation this morning, I've come up with a solution to your problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Say hello to the fashion show's very own choreographer.
You mean you?
Julia volunteered. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, obviously it would be if I...
Anyway, I must be going. Nigel and Elizabeth will be wondering what's happened to me. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Julia.
Peggy.
Don't look at me like that, Jack. She walked up bold as brass and practically insisted. I could hardly say no to the woman, could I?
I'm sure you couldn't.
I mean, I know she can be annoying, but we'll just have to put up with her, won't we?
Normally I'd say yes, Peggy, but I've just offered the position to Linda Snell.
You what?
I asked Linda to be the choreographer of the fashion show.
Oh, no. Now what are we going to do?
We just have to let one of them down.
The question is, which one?